you just have to deal with the body mind. It's just got its some scars, it's got its hereditary stuff from its parents. You know, you can't choose those things. You have your early life experiences, food that you eat, you know, the traumas that you've undergone. To think that your body mind in every moment is going to have good feelings is just stupid. I mean, anyone who's lived for more than a few minutes knows that the body mind has all kinds of feelings. I mean, you could just sleep in the wrong position and your body mind feels like crap for the rest of the day, let alone be traumatized as a child or whatever, you know. So the ecstasy of these evenings are only there to provide a reference against which to measure our normal place of presence and awareness. Good practice is not how much energy you feel flowing in your body. If it were, that would mean as you got older, you'd get worse and worse as a practitioner. I mean, most people, as they get older, they get sicker and die, you know? But so do enlightened people. So if enlightenment depended on the health of the body, you just get a cold and lose your enlightenment, you know? And that's not true. That's not what happens. So your practice is how you are as consciousness, how you are as love, in the midst of what's arising, in your body-mind and your partner's body-mind. And if you have an opinion that you're always supposed to feel good, that opinion itself prevents consciousness and love from doing its work. If you have an opinion even that you're always supposed to have a nice relationship with your intimate partner, or that you're supposed to be attractive to your intimate partner, or that he's supposed to be attractive. I mean, all these ideas are just cultural artifacts. They're really bullshit is what they are, that prevent love and consciousness from being full. So when we do these exercises, I mean, if I left you to your own devices, you would just do what you've always done all your life. That's what each of us do. So I consciously pick up on what people are most resistant to feel and try to do exercises that allow them to feel that. There are plenty of times, no matter how beautiful each of you are, that your man feels like you're a piece of shit, even though he might deny it in public. Can love and consciousness be full in that circumstance?